Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for May 15th, 2024. So yesterday we had the producer price index come out. That's how much inflation is on the producer side of the equation. It was 2.5 times what was expected. So that's why I posted a video last night saying, guys, I don't know what's going to happen with these numbers today on the consumer side of the equation, because today we have the CPI number, how much consumer inflation is going up. So I'm going to take it over to CNBC, Rick Santelli, to give us the news. Right after the news, I'm going to go through and break this all down. And then we're going to also look at what the market reactions are. So I'm going to give you a thumbs up when I think the data is good. I'll give you this when the data is bad. And I'm going to be like this if the data is basically not good, making the markets crash and mortgage rates go up. So let's get over and Rick Santelli at CNBC. So take it away for us, Rick.
This number to cool us and bring us to parity. And here we go. Let's start out with Empire, shall we? Empire expected to be down 10, is down 15.6. Down 15.6, the weakest read since January. Now let's go to CPI, shall we? These are the April reads, of course. Headline up 0.3, a little cooler than the rearview mirror, which was up 0.4. I haven't seen revisions. They were late yesterday in coming. If we look at the ex food and energy, also up 0.3. And last month, that was also up 0.4. So that definitely cooling off as expected on that. Now, let's look at the year-over-year numbers, probably the most important. 3.4 is the year-over-year headline, and that is 0.1 cooler than the rearview mirror, equal to expectations, and that is the lowest year-over-year since we're at, well, 3.2 in February. See, last month was the pop. And if we look at CPI, ex food and energy year-over-year, this is 3.6. That is definitely cooler than the 3.8 we had last time. And the 3.8 last time, and along with the 3.6 this time, is now the lowest level of year-over-year core inflation since April of 21. So these numbers are close to expectations in every way, and actually, sequentially, a bit better than last month, which spiked. You see yields moving down. Now,
okay, so fantastic news, folks. So again, yesterday we had the PPI, producer price index, that was 2.5 times what was expected. Now on the consumer side of the equation, it's starting to cool. So we have more information out today as well, retail sales. So let's go over to our calendar. This is easy to read. I'm going to show you my calendar in a second because it might have a little bit more detail. So let's break the numbers down that Rick just went over. We have core CPI. Okay, when he says it's not including food and energy, he's referring to core CPI. What core means is they're pulling out the food and energy volatility. So, like, for example, yesterday on my way home, the gas station right by my house was $4.17 a gallon. On my way in this morning, it was $3.98. That's volatility. That's huge volatility. So they take out food and energy to figure out, you know, hey, just let's smooth this out, because let's take the bumps out of the road with food and energy. So you have core retail sales. Last reading was 0.9. It came to 0.2. Huge drop. Okay, CPI month over month, it was 0.4, expected to come in at 4.4, came in at 0.3, a tenth lower. Fantastic. You have overall year-over-year CPI was 3.5. Came to 3.4. Not a huge move, but it's going in the right direction. Now, here's the shock and all here. Retail sales. Now, you guys, I keep pleading everybody, stop shopping. I even plead to my wife and my daughter the same thing. But retail sales, 0.6 up last time. What is it now? It's supposed to just drop a little bit to 0.4. It was completely flat. So these are fantastic numbers. It's saying people are stopping to shop, and prices are starting to slow down their increases. So this is fantastic news. Let's get over to the bond markets, and let's look at my calendar. I use MBS Live. Fantastic systems. If you're a mortgage broker, you need this system. I think I'll put a link down below. I think you get a discount if you use it, but let's just go down below. So we can actually validate these numbers right through here, and it also gives us revisions. But it also gives us a couple different things. Look right through here when it says the manufacturing numbers. Okay, so we went through all these numbers with the main calendar. Now you have manufacturing. Last reading was negative 14.3. It's still a negative. Okay, negative 15.6. Then you have the retail sales numbers. Okay, so that's why I wanted to validate that. So based on this news, and I know it just came out, what's the expectations that the Federal Reserve might change their mind and start cutting rates? So let's go over to the CME Fed Watch tool. Okay, it's a tool that I started using a couple years ago. Now a lot of people use this thing, but it's basically going to tell us this. Well, it's telling us the Fed's meeting in 28 days. All right. But the rest of this tells us what? What's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds target rate at the next meeting? Okay. Which you have to put in context is currently the federal funds rate, it's actually at 5.3, but they always give you a range. So the current federal funds rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. Okay. So let's scroll down the chart to see if there's any revisions in these numbers on saying, you know, will the Federal Reserve begin to cut rates? So we go to the Fed Watch tool. Let me get my head out of the way for a second. And you can see it right through here. So the federal funds rate, this is what's going to happen most likely at the next meeting in June. Okay. So you scroll down through here and the federal funds rate's right through here, 5.25 to 5.5. There's a 96% probability that they're going to stay there. There's a 3% probability they might cut. The good news is here, right here, it's basically giving us a signal that the Federal Reserve is on pause right now. That's good. I'd rather see that than a little caption over here saying, well, maybe rates will go up just a little bit. So based on the news, there's no revisions here for any rate cuts anytime soon right there. But if you go over to here and look at the probability, so where you're at is CMEgroup.com. You go to the probabilities. Now, here's the probabilities of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next few meetings. Okay, so we have to put in context. Right now, we're at 5.25 to 5.5. All right, so there's a 96% probability they're going to do nothing at the June meeting. There's a 70% chance they're going to do nothing at the July meeting. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Now, they're saying the latter part of the year, there's over a 50% chance the Federal Reserve cuts rates either at the in 9, 11, or 12. So you get the dates there. All right. So that's the context there. So let's get over to the markets. Let's see how the markets are reacting to all this. So we go over to the CNBC. Let me refresh this data. Oh, I told you. Well, this is not as much as I thought it was going to be, but right through here, Dow Jones up 132, S&P up 21, NASDAQ up 62. Let's get over to crypto. What's crypto doing? Crypto it's killing it right now, up $2,600. I focus in on oil because that's kind of the lifeblood of our economy. So if oil is going down, that's only going to help inflation. Let's go over to oil. Oil's down as well. So it's a fantastic day so far for the markets, for interest rates, and for home buyers. So if you're out there, you know, a lot of people say, Dan, what do you do? Okay, I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico, and I'm set up with, and people are giving me flack about this, I'm set up with about 30 different lenders right now. So that means I can offer you their programs and their rates. So instead of you shopping around and, you know, putting in 20 applications, getting your credit pulled 20 times, going through all this stuff, we can give you an approval with one application and one credit pool. How do you do that? Well, go right up there and hit the apply now button. The interesting thing about our website, okay, it's theRateUpdate.com. If you speak Spanish, you can click here and, you know, work through this in Spanish. But one of the biggest things we have here is our grant calculator. Look at the grant. It says grant right there at the top. If you click that, what it's going to give you is a website that you go to that Kyle and I created, and you're going to just fill out about 8 pieces of information. It's going to tell you if you qualify for one of 3 programs for down payment assistance, up to $7,500. So check that out. So I'm going to take you a matter of minutes to figure out if you qualify for any of those grants. If you do, great. If you don't, hey, we'll even help you maybe find things that aren't in there. So how do you reach out to us? Again, go to therateupdate.com, hit the apply now button, or if you want to give us a call, scroll down to the bottom of the website and you're going to see our 800 number as well as my email address. So it's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Don't forget, we have a live event today. Today, we're going to go over how much can you afford based on how much money you make. And a lot of this context says, well, you need to make $200,000 to afford a house in today's market. Well, join us live today, and we're going to help you figure that out. Take care, guys. See you this afternoon. Bye-bye.